B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
3 o'clock on the Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. And we're just, you know, no stress day today. Just trying to have some fun on the air. We have the Field of 64, which we will finish today with your help. And just talking about various stuff, like the NFL saying the draft must go on. Now, let me just get to the source of the hate here. The source of the hate is, of course, the commissioner of the NFL. So he also, not only saying that the draft is going to stay on this date, he put a memo out. Which said, which served warning to those around the league who criticize the league's stance on this. And he wrote, quote, public discussion of issues relating to the draft serves no useful purpose and is grounds for disciplinary action.
Word. discussion. Not even just wait. Discussing it is grounds for, okay, uh-huh. Roger.
The NFL Management Council Executive Committee. This is just not Goodell.
Yeah, but what is that?
The executive.
Who is that?
I don't know. They met yesterday, and they were, quote, unanimous and unequivocal that the draft should go forward as scheduled.
What is that committee? I've never heard of that committee. If the GMs say no, who is that committee? Who are they?
Here's what I say to you. Bleep the GMs.
Who are you?
Because at first, I thought this through, and I am more concerned about the people not having another event taken away from them when it is perfectly logical to hold this thing where nobody's going to be in danger. So if a general manager, oh my God, if he has to look at 20 more sessions of film on a guy, that's too bad. Come on, man. Do you have any sympathy for the GMs? They actually need more time. Skype them.
I have sympathy for myself as an Eagles fan. I don't trust Howie Roseman with his normal amount of time.
That's a completely different problem. If you don't trust the guy.
I don't.
Okay, well, so what? Giving him another month is going to make you trust him?
It gives him a better shot. He's just guessing now. He's just guessing.
He's not guessing. He's already done a ton of research on these players.
When it gets down to it, what he's going to do now is be conservative. Now, maybe that's better.
And
maybe
one more that's month. Better. 1 more month. The cure-all. 1 more month.
I think a month makes a big difference if you can use Jeffrey Lurie's private jet.
A month as opposed to what we need in our lives.
I think
we
about it.
We need this.
With the Tyrone Johnson plan, May 21st is the draft. May 28th is new spring training. And now, by June, we're lifted. We're moving around again. Baseball starts.
Oh my God.
The draft happens. Have a mini camp. It's all great.
Howie needs more time.
Not just
he needs more time to pick a player.
Okay.
Put me in there. I'll pick the player.
All right.
I'll look at whatever he's looked at. That's all I'll look at.
That man.
And I'll bet you I'll pick a player.
Has not drafted a Pro Bowler since Carson Wentz.
Well, then your beef is with the owner who keeps him in the spot. Well, your beef is not with the NFL.
I don't think he should be fired because I think Miles Sanders may be a player. And Goddard, they both may end up being Pro Bowlers. And Dillard's going to be the starting left tackle. He drafted those guys. So I'm not saying he's terrible, but he has not drafted an impact player. I'm talking about on a pro, which I don't think is unfair, the Pro Bowl level in a long time.
Well, then you don't like him. That has nothing to do with the NFL's decision.
But if you're making a group, but it's not just him. The Saints have won. That Loomis was the guy who went forward that caused all this. Mickey Loomis, who has had success.
Who has had success. You see this in different views. I'm thinking about the people.
I got you.
They need the draft.
I have to give credit to somebody real fast before you get to the phones.
Go ahead.
Drew Brees donated $5 million of his own money to the people of New Orleans. Huge credit. He was emotional talking about it. You could tell he really connected with that community. Like, he felt it. He was not being phony at all. He was on, like, the Today Show. He actually had Dakota in tears after the way he spoke. Credit to him for giving the $5 million to his community.
Now you have to give it up that he's the top five of all time.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, you're still not doing that?
No, I'm not.
Because that was the only thing holding you back. You thought he was a rat.
Well, I still think he got some radish tendencies, but he really, I have to give credit where, no, that's a big deal. $5 million because New Orleans, Louisiana has become the new hotspot with this. I know we're keeping it light. Yeah. So I want to just give credit to a person, credit to Drew Brees stepping up $5 million.
That was nice that you stepped up like that. Now, one other thing before we get to the phones. This trade for DeAndre Hopkins. So yesterday we talked about it. If it was a 1 and 2, you said no. And Sanders.
I'm out on that.
Suppose it was just Sanders and a 4. Like it's David Johnson. Suppose it was the David Johnson trade. And they asked for Miles Sanders and a 4.
That's it. I don't have to give up a 2. I'd have to do it.
You would do it.
The reason
so the same deal. Now, how he's saying same deal wasn't there.
No, for the same deal, it's a 2, a 4, and Sanders, and then they get a 4 back. Or 2 and Sanders, and I get a 4 back.
Oh, it was a 2.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I still wouldn't do that. If it's a 2 and but if it's Sanders and a 4, I would have done that.
All right.
But a 2, Sanders, and getting a 4 back, I would not have done
it. I erred.
Yeah, that's what they did, and
I
for me.
To err is divine.
Because I got to pay him. That's why.
Let's go, Kevin in Delaware. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin.
Mike, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Kevin?
I just want to make 2 quick points. Try to make it short. I like what the players, coaches, and owners are doing with their millions and billions helping out. 2, Christian Wood and I think Sean Payton. I think I saw what they were medically clear. I thought
they tested
negative.
I
thought when you got it, that was it, you know?
They tested negative. I think there was a suspicion that they had it. Right?
Oh,
or Christian Wood have it and he recovered. Is that what it is? He's recovered. That's what it was.
Okay. But that's good to hear. All right, Mike. That was it.
That was it?
Yeah, man.
All right. It's your executive challenge here. Do you want to accept the executive challenge or pass it to the next person?
Like,
you want it. All right. It was Breaking Bad versus Columbo.
I got to go with Columbo.
Well. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it is what it is.
Listen, I don't know what to do here.
I think you went with 2 people.
Well, he was an older school guy, though. See,
they're trolling.
Now it flicks to between.
He's not.
They're trolling.
I don't think they're trolling.
My man Kevin sounds like an older gent.
People really love Columbo that much?
I think
it was
that,
a great show.
I mean, I've seen it.
I think that with 2 people completely unrelated, like I don't even think he knew.
All right, so here's the thing.
Breaking Bad.
Our only option now is to go dope rule.
See,
we have a dope rule lifeline here.
I don't want
Breaking Bad.
I don't want to use it for Breaking Bad when the Sopranos are still in that field. Sopranos can still come out. I want to protect a better show with the dope rule.
Guys, but what if like Columbo wins?
It's not going to win. Well, dope rule if it goes to a certain point. It can't win the whole thing. Like, so if it's Wire versus Columbo.
Number 1 seed has been upset.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of angry people here.
We gave it to 2 people. You did it over 2 different hours. The 2 o'clock hour, 3 o'clock hour. We can let old Honest Booney decide. Booney's always honest down the road.
I can't put that on his lap.
Yeah.
This is a people's contest. So it's either we dope roll it or we let it slide.
It's 3 of us. I vote let it slide.
You know how many people are going to tweet dope roll it?
Natalie?
I think we should let it slide, but to a certain extent.
What do you mean to a certain extent?
That's just this one match. Yeah. We only get one dope rule.
It's either written in or not.
We only get one dope rule.
What are the odds that those 2 people actually really liked Columbo over Breaking Bad? I feel like maybe it's meant to be.
All right.
I think so. I think Columbo might have been. Perhaps Columbo was somehow underseeded. I didn't think so at the time, but perhaps Columbo should have been a 4 seed.
Pop Johnson sitting at home has got a fist in the air. You're Pop, right?
Oh, yeah. He loved Columbo. Listen, Stevie J is sitting there.
Stevie J's got the fist in the air.
He said it's got to be Columbo. So, I don't know. He loves Columbo. Got to be Columbo. And he agreed with your number 1 cartoon, too.
All right, so.
The other day, he texted like, did Mike bring up Tom K? I said, that was his number 1.
Tom K was the coolest.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
He's all in on Columbo.
All right, so here's the, here's the other question as it involves Columbo.
All right.
Because everybody just knows him as Columbo.
Yeah.
Did he have a first name? And if so, what was it?
I have no idea. I don't know.
I think I know what it is.
Well,
what is that?
I don't know that I'm sure.
Well, you're guessing.
I think his name was Phil.
Phil Columbo?
His name was Phil?
I think it was
Phil. No wonder they only called him Columbo.
I think it was Phil. I could be wrong.
Well, they only referred to him. He was a lieutenant. Right? So he was Lieutenant Columbo, but
Lieutenant Columbo, I think his first name.
Oh, it was Frank.
No.
He was a Frank?
It wasn't Frank. Frank Columbo was the mobster.
Well, I gotta go to IMDb.
He can't be Phil Columbo.
I think it was Philip.
Phil Columbo did not just take down Walter White.
Yes.
That just doesn't sound right. Phil.
It was Phil. What's the moment in the movies when you hear Phil?
Columbo. I'm bringing it up.
In the movies?
Yes. There's a great scene that involves the name Phil.
I don't know.
It's an Eddie Murphy movie.
You know.
Phil Columbo.
I think it was Phil.
It doesn't come up. It says just Peter Falk Columbo. No. He reveals the name in only one in episode one.
Well,
season one, episode three, and it is Frank. But in the credits, it's just Columbo. There is no first name.
I think it's Frank.
I'm looking at it. He got a picture of it.
I got to do some more research on this.
I can send it to you. It's Frank. It is. IMDb has it right here. And it only gets seen one time.
All right, hold on a second.
Frank Columbo.
I think there is a discrepancy here. Columbo's first name was Philip, although he had completely fabricated that so-called fact. Sure enough, a 1984 edition of the Trivial Pursuit board game listed the Philip Columbo name as an answer on one of their cards. I don't know. As Frank, as Philip, whatever.
But back
to the question. What Eddie Murphy movie had a great scene with the name Philip came up?
Yeah, that was in That was Beverly Hills Cop.
That's correct.
Philip, come on, give me a kiss.
in the strip club.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where Phil. The two guys were casing the joint.
Yeah, Phil, yeah.
What's all the hostility?
Yeah, because he saw him with the trench coat and knew he was casing the joint.
Yes.
And he pointed it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go to James in Camden. James, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
How's it going, everybody?
What's up, James?
I'm feeling good. By the way, it is Frank Columbo.
I just read this thing. First, the Columbo's first name was Philip. I don't know what's right.
I get it straight from the source. It's Frank. It's definitely Frank. But I got to say, The Wire is the greatest show of all time. Uh-huh. And who is your favorite character on The Wire?
Oh, Omar.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, he's real close.
I'd probably put McNulty at number two, I think.
Bunk is close.
Oh, Bunk's good, too. Bunk is good. Oh, man.
I like Bodie, too. I go Omar, Bunk, Bodie.
Yeah.
Those three right there.
I never really liked Marlowe.
Oh, he was scary. How could you like him? But he was great in that role.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
I like Chris Partlow.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. You see him dancing?
He beat Michael's father to death in the alley.
Oh, my God.
Remember that scene?
Yeah, and then you had the Clarence Carter song. And then
what Snoop say to him after he beat the guy to death?
Oh, Jesus.
Snoop goes.
And that's what got him caught, too.
Damn! You didn't even get the dude in the house! What else you got, James?
Oh, man, I like the music. This is the first time I'm calling. This is the music that you guys put on after the commercial breaks are really nice. I like the DMX track and then the Tribe Called Quest.
Uh-huh.
That was really nice.
Yes.
Oh, man. How are you taking this whole coronavirus stay-at-home order?
Let me ask you a question about DMX. It just occurred to me that Tyrone is like the DMX of sports talk radio hosts.
Interesting.
He's got that raspy DMX thing going. And he's got that, you know, like assertive anger sometimes. It comes out like DMX.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What else?
Oh, man, college classes, man. They just let me watch The Wire while I'm doing the classes.
Uh-huh.
And Columbo as well.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, listen, it's time for you to decide here.
All right.
The West Wing is the 3 seed in the lower right-hand quadrant versus the number 1 seed, The Sopranos. The 2 seed, Sopranos.
Oh, I got to go with my man Martin Sheen on that one, West Wing.
The West Wing beats The Sopranos. Another upset.
Oh my God.
They're just getting all willy-nilly now.
No, 3 versus 2 there, right?
It is a 3 versus 2. It is.
3 versus 2.
We can't challenge that.
It's West Wing, I think Sopranos were way better. But West Wing was a network TV show versus a cable show, so more people watched
Outraged at the last two answers.
Guys.
Listen, it's a 3 versus 2. He makes a good case.
It's 3 versus 2. We
executive challenged at 13 versus 1. Which was legit.
Yeah.
Can you exactly challenge a 3 versus 2?
I don't think so.
I don't think you can either, Nat.
This is outrageous.
There are a good semblance of people that probably like The West Wing better.
And more Sopranos saw it. Definitely more people saw it because it was network TV versus HBO.
Again, you can't go your personal likes because to me that would be a no-brainer, but The West Wing was a hugely popular show.
The West Wing and Columbo.
But it won a lot, and both were network TV shows. Uh-huh. I think there's a comfort level of your local 3, 6, and 10.
Mm-hmm.
I'm partial to 10, but you get it.
Yeah. Well, okay.
All right.
I got the Wikipedia up here on Columbo. Columbo is portrayed primarily by Peter Falk, who appeared in a role from 1968 through 2003. Columbo's first name has never been officially identified, although the name Frank Columbo has been visible on pieces of identification throughout the show's history.
Yeah, that's the picture I just sent you to your phone. Yeah, it was his ID open when he's showing it, and it says Frank.
Okay.
But on the show, officially, like on IMDb, it's just Columbo. There is no first name. It's just Columbo on the official, like on the IMDb, like credits. Uh-huh. He was playing Columbo, not Frank, not Phil. He was playing Columbo with no name.
Okay. Now here's the twist. In episode 60, No Time to Die, the lieutenant's nephew calls Columbo Uncle Cosmo. Several sources cite the lieutenant's name as Philip Columbo. Columbo's first name, Philip, was conceived by Fred L. Worth in Worth's book, The Trivia Encyclopedia. The fictitious entry about Columbo's first name was actually a copyright trap. I don't know. Who knows?
Name's Columbo.
All right, Frank. Whatever. Let's go to Jay in South Jersey. Jay, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike and Miss, good afternoon. How are you?
What's up, Jay?
Good. Before I get to my 2 points, the draft and college basketball upsets back in the day, you know I'm an old schooler.
Mm-hmm.
But you're sporting that look like Paul Casey, the golfer. A little more growth there with the golfer's hat.
Does Paul Casey have a goatee?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think he's got one for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
And this time...
I'm going casual. I'm representing my country today, you know, because I'm all in it. We're all in this together, so that's why I got the USA hat on.
Okay. And this time next week, by next Friday, you'll look like John Travolta in the Taking of Pelham 1-2-3.
He checked out
the other night.
Yeah, I haven't seen that version of it.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Well, he has a nice goatee in there?
Oh.
Yeah, I got to ride with it at least another week.
Yeah, yeah. But the draft, I agree, it must go on. Keep it live, Mike. Like you mentioned, the GM can go by phone or Skype and let them adapt, let them adjust, go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who they want to draft by now.
I got you.
They have no clue.
All right, now what did you think of our last game, the West Wing beating the Sopranos? Are you okay with that?
I watched The Sopranos back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on first before The Wire followed on HBO. You have to let another call and get on that.
Would you like a game?
Oh, yeah, I take a game.
All right, we're back now. We're trying to get to the Elite Eight, and we have two games left to get to the Elite Eight. So we're in the upper left-hand quadrant, which is sitcoms. So we have the number one seed, Seinfeld, versus the number four seed, All in the Family.
Wow. I never was a big Seinfeld guy, but I did watch All in the Family back in the day in the late 60s, early 70s, when they first came on. And I think they were trying to promote inclusion.
What's your answer, brother?
Okay. Let's go with All in the Family.
All in the Family.
Well, all right. Well, do we use the last executive challenge, or we just go with it?
Yes, we have to use the last executive challenge.
Yeah. Sopranos versus West Wing. I want to do research now. Uh-huh. Emmys.
Yeah.
Sopranos won a total of 21.
Uh-huh.
The West Wing won 26.
Uh-huh.
So I think that while I understand preference, and they had a similar number of nominations as well, I think the West Wing one is just a taste thing. I think that one's fair.
It was meritorious for it to get the 3C, because the committee did do that kind of research with the Emmys.
They won a lot of Emmys for it.
And that's why it was a 3C. I just didn't think in this day and age that it would survive over the Sopranos.
In this day and age.
I agree with you. The Sopranos was better, but I think it's when a show has five more Emmys than the show it beat.
Okay.
It can't really
be fair.
That's my...
But there is one executive challenge left that we are going to use now.
Have to.
For Seinfeld as the number one seed.
I told you, they're trolling.
And all's what? That guy was not trolling.
He wasn't trolling. He was just an older school guy.
Yeah. And now all we have left after this is a dope rule.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
610-632-0975. It's the Mike Mesnelli Show. Brian Westbrook joining us at 4. We're back after this.
The Mike Mesnelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 3:30 on the Mike Mesnelli Show, which means it's time for our Twitter poll. Nat, on your screen. I can't see the screen. So wait, what is she? It's different. They changed it up today.
Yeah.
What are you looking like today, Nat?
I think I'm animated. I don't have it on either because of the delay.
You're animated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently.
All right. I'm sure it looks cool. Anyway. Poll updates brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. What's going on, Nat? What's the numbers?
All right, so we have this poll, another week, another check-in. Are you getting along with your significant other? 79% say yes, 21% say no. That's over 800 votes. And then we did a second one in the field of 64 after an executive challenge. The 13 seed Columbo beat the number one seed Breaking Bad. Is this okay? 17% say yes, 83% say no. So majority are pretty upset about this Columbo thing.
But listen, I don't like any upsets. They happen.
They do happen. It's a 3-2, so it's not a major upset.
No, it's talking about the Columbo break, the 13.
That one.
Yeah, the West Wing one, it's really not worth arguing. The problem was you did the mechanism was built in to protect the one seed, and it didn't work.
I don't think it was built in. It just laid the way it laid, except for, because Grey's Anatomy was, that could have beaten Breaking Bad as an 8 seed.
It could have.
Any of these TVs, depending on who you get. See, the thing about this is, it's not majority rules, and I apologize for that. But it's meant to give us good live-action radio.
Yeah.
Basically, it's not like a poll. it's like live action radio, and you never know what's going to happen, which is the intrigue of stuff like this.
Now, I'm very interested who's going to win this whole thing now. I thought I had an
idea.
It's
wide open now.
I will lose faith in humanity if Columbo uses. I'm sorry.
I disagree. I'm going to lose faith in humanity over Columbo.
Come on.
It's more like...
Greatest TV show of all time?
That Joel Friedman, I lose faith in humanity over, but not,
well, yeah,
not
that
Columbo.
Guy.
Yeah.
It's bothering me a little bit. I got to be honest with you.
I don't love it. But at the same time,
I'm thinking that maybe the dope rules should apply.
If you're going to do the dope rule there, the dope that's
rule,
it.
Didn't I issue more than one dope rule
for this? You said you had three executive challenges and a dope rule.
But I thought that we upped the dope rules.
So how many dope rules?
I thought we had three. I thought we upped it to three dope rules.
Three and three? Okay. If you want a dope rule, go ahead.
Let's just see what happens.
All right, let's follow this poll. Because the people speak loud enough. Like, we have an executive challenge up now.
Yeah.
And it's the Seinfeld losing to All in the Family. So let's take care of that first with John in Allentown. John, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
Hello, John. How are you?
Good. Mike, I want to reflect on your Penn State baseball days. A few weeks ago, you mentioned the man in front of you was a gentleman by the name of Greg Vogel.
Yes.
He
he was a great player.
Yeah, he was a Northampton Concrete kid, and on his baseball team and basketball, Greg scored 1,000 points, were the Schneider brothers, Mike and Jimmy, and their nephew is Brian Schneider, who played for Washington.
Ah, the catcher. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, how about that? That's a small world.
Yes, it is, Mike. And I'll leave you with one other thought. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
I'm going to give you the executive challenge, John. Is that your way of saying Seinfeld should beat All in the Family?
The masturbation episode. We got to go with Seinfeld.
All right, John. I thought John was going to actually endorse the All in the Family.
So did I, because of his age.
He's old school.
But he went Seinfeld, so Seinfeld survives.
All right, so Seinfeld at least is a survivor over All in the Family.
Yes.
On the executive challenge, which means... We are out of executive challenges?
We're out of executive challenges.
But we do still have a dope rule. And my executive order, I think, gives us a little leeway. But I will promise I will only keep it to one dope rule. And that dope rule would only apply for Breaking Bad losing since it's a number one seed if the people speak to it.
All right. It's so far, just to update the votes, it keeps going up. But the number of votes, but it's still a 17-83% split of people saying that it's wrong.
Yeah, and you can't disappoint the people.
Like, that's a lot of people. It's almost unanimous.
Yeah, that's overwhelming. This is like, you're at the Heaven's Gate here.
Yeah, that's...
And we look out, and there's a lot of people there that want to get in.
It's hard to get that many people to agree on anything.
Yes. Ed in Wilmington. Ed, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ed.
Mike, how are you?
What's up, Ed?
Mike, I think Frank Columbo is right. That sounds correct to me. But you have to use that dope rule. There is no way Breaking Bad loses.
I'm inclined to go that way. I'm waiting a little longer.
No, you got to bang the gavel. That is out of line. That show was just trend-setting. And,
it was, and by all rights, it should go over Columbo. But again, we leave this up to the people, and sometimes you don't get the right answer according to you, you know?
It's a randomness of the calls, but I'm a big All in the Family guy. I didn't want to see All in the Family go down, but AMC show, I think Breaking Bad has to be reinstated, however.
Okay, it's most likely it will be. So you just have to hang on for an executive decision later in the 4 o'clock hour.
I will hang around. And but I think it was Frank Columbo.
Okay.
Your 20 list, Mike.
Yes, my 20
you
list.
You nailed it. Yes.
Is that pretty good?
Hextall, you know, to me was a great Philadelphia.
Does not make the 20. Does not make the 20, in my view.
John Runyon?
Considered, does not make the 20.
Yep. It's the
position. But I can't, if I read this list, I can't think of anybody I can replace with Hextall. And I'll do it after your call.
Yeah, I did like Ron Hextall quite a bit.
Everybody liked him, but whether he's a 20 Hall of Famer guy Philly Hall of Famer guy, I don't think so.
He got MVP on a team that lost.
Yeah, I get it. But again, I have to measure it against who I already have on.
Yep.
All right.
As far as another week goes by, we're getting along great. We were wondering whether or not essential employees, whether I was deemed an essential employee. They were saying Tuesday. They give you a little cover letter now so that if you get pulled over, you've got this letter from your employer. It says, yes, you are an essential employee. So
yeah, I have that too.
We're both working full blast.
We all have that in our satchel.
But you guys all have a good weekend.
All right, brother.
I see Natalie waving. I see her waving now.
Okay, now you need to choose because your game now decides the Elite Eight. All right, Ed, are you ready for this challenge?
I hope so.
All right, Ed, the 3 seed, MASH, versus the 2 seed, The Office.
I'm going to go with The Office.
The Office survives over MASH, much to the delight of Tyrone, who was a MASH hater.
Yeah. I just prefer my sitcoms to be funny. That's all.
All right, so there is only one bracket left to decide the Elite Eight.
I'm scared. We have to wait.
See, it's almost like you have to wait till the conclusion of that one before you decide, because what if something more egregious happens?
Yeah.
Like, it's like if you commit to that and it's gone.
We have the time to finish the upper right-hand bracket before we get to the dope rule decision.
Yeah, do that and then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and just as we go into the break, Doris Burke has tested positive for coronavirus.
Yeah.
That just broke. She's been around a lot of NBA players in NBA arenas, so that's not good news. All right, so this Philadelphia Hall of Fame, and to give you the backdrop on it, Jason Stark did one, and the Athletic are mobilizing their staff, whatever city you're in. They are allowing the reporters to pick a 20-member city Hall of Fame. Pro athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So my 20, I don't think could be challenged, even though our guest coming up at 4 o'clock just missed it. So here's my 20. Wilt, Schmidt, Clark, Irving, Reggie White, Dawkins, Joe Frazier, Bernard Hopkins, AI, Barkley, Bednarik, Perrant, Carlton, Ashburn, McNabb, Lindros, Robin Roberts, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, and Bill Barber. Now, the ones that just missed, Ryan Howard, Brian Westbrook, Mike Quick, Mark Howe, Mo Cheeks, Jason Peters.
Oh, was Barber definitely better than Mark Howe?
He's an NHL Hall of Famer.
So is Mark Howe. I thought Mark Howe was the best defenseman in this city's history.
He didn't play as long here as Barber did.
He didn't?
No.
All right.
610-632-0975 is how you get in. Mike Missanelli Show is back after this.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 346. Just to be fair in the criteria, because Tyrone brought up Mark Howell versus Bill Barber, so I had to dip into the stats, and I'll make the case for both dudes. Mark Howell played 10 years with the Flyers, but the last three were very injury-riddled. In fact, he only played 111 combined games in the last 3 years and only 59 in the last 2 years. But his numbers for defensemen were outstanding. 138 goals, 342 assists for 480 points. He was a 6-time All-Star, and he played 594 games as a Flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Barber played 903 games as a Flyer, 12 years, 420 goals, 463 assists, 883 total points, and was an 8-time All-Star.
Yeah, it goes to... that's
yeah, Barber has to get the slight edge there.
Yeah.
All right. So first things first here, as we head to the field of 64, and we have a dope rule pending. But we won't get to the dope rule until we decide the last game in the upper right-hand quadrant to complete the Elite Eight. Kevin in Abington. Kevin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Kevin?
A little horny, but I'm all right. I want to talk about on Twitter. Joey had me was going at me on Seinfeld. People in college right now, 22 years of age, never seen an episode, and that show is still going on today.
Yeah, listen, it's besides that I really like it. It's brilliantly written, and you can't really, like, the people that don't like Seinfeld probably haven't, like, watched it enough. Because you can pick up the great writing on every, that's why I can still watch the episodes, and I've seen them a million times.
It's still on today.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lasting show.
Also, what do you think about the Hawks this year? Terrible, man.
The Hawks? The St. Joe Hawks?
Oh, they're huge fans.
Yeah, it's not a good year, but I didn't expect it to be because, you know, the first year coach.
Yeah. Are you still teaching there?
No.
Nah.
No, I haven't been there for the last couple of years. So listen,
I got the Seinfeld over the wire on a mortgage bet, baby. Bet that.
Well, hold on a second. It's your turn to pick. Because we have two games in the upper right-hand quadrant. And the one is The Wire, the number one seed, versus Lost.
That's the mortgage on The Wire, baby.
All right. You got The Wire surviving as the one seed beating Lost.
Yeah. No, that's the right thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird call.
Yeah, he was a little weird. He must have been an ex-student of mine.
Well, Mike, isn't it when you're asking people how they're feeling, it's more of like a pleasantry type of thing?
Yeah.
You don't really, really need to know those deep, dark feelings.
Yeah, that one you can keep below the surface. Like, even you don't even need to tell that to somebody you really know.
You know, I got to be honest with you. I'm glad you asked that question, how I'm feeling, because now I was texting you last night. I did watch the first two episodes. I was texting you too, Tyra.
Yeah.
I watched the first two episodes of Tiger King.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's almost uncomfortably revolting to watch.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know if I'm interested in the rest of it.
You can't do anymore.
Don't know if I can. It's so aggravating.
Yeah,
and that it makes you not like turn away from it. In my view,
I'm going to start it tonight. It was a weekend plan. If I like it, that will be my weekend. I will binge watch the show I like it.
Here's the
I finished it.
You will be, if you did not already know, you will be enlightened to the fact that there is a different America that you may not know about.
Mm.
It's like a different planet.
Yes.
It really is.
And I don't want to get any more political, but it kind of ties in to today's climate.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Infer that.
Somewhere,
yes.
About 7 o'clock tonight, like, I will start it.
I'm telling. So I finished it, and I mean, I never need to watch anything like that again. It truly took my mind off of everything, which I'm thankful for. But that's why I said I couldn't do more than two episodes because I was just totally freaked out.
You talk about the land of the free. You know, we can't imagine like living in a. This kind of a metropolitan area that people can exist without being bothered by anybody.
Yeah.
like not even police.
Right.
Like there's a part of this country that it's like you could secede from the Union.
Yeah. Those areas are my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm watching it made me just kind of thankful for my little Philadelphia bubble that I've never left.
All right, let's go to Joe in Jim Thorpe, PA. What's up, Joe? Speaking of rural, what's up?
Hey, First off, guys, hey, thanks for being there during this time. Really entertaining. I love that.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, and then, okay, we move on. Okay, another thing. Oh, Columbo's first name was Frank, by the way.
Okay, yeah, we've settled that.
He established that.
Okay.
Anyways, but what I really called about was I heard Tyrone a little bit saying about, well, hating, Goodell and all that. And I get all that and all that sort of thing. But like you mentioned about the financial thing, his job is the finances. You know, and as long as he does that well, the players also, in the new CBA, they get like 48% of that money.
Mm-hmm.
So what's good for the league is good for the players.
The TV deal has to come first, but I hear you about the 48.
You know, that's basically what I wanted to say. But,
okay. Yeah, listen, I X him out of the equation. He's irrelevant. Whether he comes off arrogant or not, he aggravates me anyway. But it's really the issue for me is what the people need. They need a live event. And so if the GMs, God forbid, they can't get their last minute month of evaluation in there, you know, do your job. Now, let us have the damn draft.
Absolutely. I agree with what you said too about even the phone sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Or whether they're going to video with the players or not, the video phone to them or whatever. I think you can get a lot out of that.
All right, brother. Listen, are you ready for a game?
I'm
taking
ready.
Responsibility very seriously now.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, the 3 seed in the upper right-hand region versus Roots, an upset winner through 2 games.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Now, I have to admit I don't know much about Game of Thrones. So if we're talking Roots, I'll vote for that reason. I'll vote for Roots.
And I can't take your vote because you haven't seen Game of Thrones. Now we're getting serious about this. We got to get to legit. So let's go, Darren in Mount Airy. Darren.
Hey Mike, what's going on?
Darren, Game of Thrones or Roots?
Mike, I've seen both of them. You're asking the right person. This is tough. You got to go with Game of Thrones. You got to go with it.
All right. Game of Thrones survives. That's the right result. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mike,
yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate you guys, man. I'm telling you, like yesterday, hey, did you guys see the Phillies, Roy Halladay, that ninth inning? How magical is that watching that?
It was on last night. I didn't watch it because I...
Oh, man, Mike, yeah. Even, you know, once again...
I watch OJ again. I'm telling you, is so good. I had to watch it again.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Roy Halladay and Magical Moments in times like this. This is my preference, Mike. This is my preference. Mike, then after that, I had a chance to watch Philly Feud. Mike, you disappointed me. You hurt my heart. Now, you had Dawkins as number one. I got Dawkins jersey. You know, Iverson. Then you had, Mike, you had Dawkins. Yeah, Dutch Dalton up there. Now, what about Will Chamberlain, Bobby Carter, Mike Schmidt? Mike,
Are you talking about the Philly feud?
The Philly feud.
Oh, the Philly feud from last night. No, the question wasn't who was better. It was the question. I forget what the question was. Who was more popular? I think the question was.
Wilt
was not that popular, bro.
Okay, what about Bobby Carter, Mike Schmidt?
Bobby Clark was kind of aloof. Schmidt wasn't popular. Come on, Schmidt. There's a difference between being a great player and what the criterion of that question was. The question was who was most popular. Schmidt was never popular. Wilt was never popular.
So
I took that in consideration. You know, I know what he was talking about first. The Philly feud was on last night. The one where you were on.
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you watch it again?
Yeah, I watched the and I watched some of the.
There was a Philly Feud marathon on last night. Yeah. It started at like what 11?
Oh wow, I didn't know that.
Yes,
something like that. Yeah, I saw some of that, and then I watched the Halladay. But
and the question he's talking about, I threw Nat under the bus.
The Halladay question. Perfect game was on
because the question was, according to Mike and Nat. Who were the five popular athletes with fans?
I know, and then everybody loved me.
And Anthony Gargano went berserk on the show.
It was also Nat the Rat. That's how that chant started.
Yeah.
Nat the Rat.
But that's not even fair. I just deferred to Mike.
Nat subsequently threw me under the bus by saying, I ain't nothing to do with it.
Not a foxhole girl. Nat threw you right under the bus.
She did.
Immediately.
God forbid to take it on her.
Goodness.
I didn't have anything to do with it, Mike. Why are you taking me down with you?
You could have pretended on the air.
Right. Foxhole.
Lord, I had no allies there.
It's your show. They're both your shows. I defer to you for everything. I feel like that should be understood.
Super fun. Right.
That was a great episode. That was such a fun. That was so
it
fun.
It was a fun night.
All right.
So I have come to my conclusion. Ladies and gentlemen, the dope rule will be applied as we go into the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Columbo is out. Breaking Bad is in. So that sets up the Elite Eight as followed. The Wire versus Game of Thrones. Breaking Bad versus The West Wing. On the sitcom side, Seinfeld versus The Office. And South Park versus Simpsons. Oh!
Wow.
Brian Westbrook is next right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.